Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Monday the 16th of May. The Sun is in Taurus, ruled by Venus. Planets are talking about...
Revelations.
Okay, and that's because...
There is a full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus and Scorpio, which has not happened for years.
Okay.
Voila, another chance to look at a long-standing issue, the type of which will depend on your sign, and take appropriate steps. Eclipse review. The effects of an eclipse can last anywhere from 6 to 18 months. So whatever's up now is likely not new and could probably use a bit more attention if you do intend to put it to bed for once and for all. On the topic of putting things to bed for once and for all, immutable universal law, there are certain circumstances beyond your control. And should you happen upon one or two of these, particularly in the commercial, business, or health, emotional, welfare arena, let things unfold rather than fretting about your lack of leverage. Surprise, surprise, it will work out even better than had you been in charge. Also, rather than being publicly grumpy about your prospects, leave yourself the room to become slightly more sanguine than you are now. And separately, if you are, figuratively speaking, watching the parade and suddenly realize that instead of being outfitted in cloth of gold, the emperor is buck naked, he surely is. The million-dollar question, though, is whether it serves you to mention it. And if it does, what might be the most diplomatic or efficient approach?
Okay. Signs particularly affected by this full moon and lunar eclipse.
Taurus, Cancer, Leo, Scorpio.
Okay, and if one's birthday is the 16th of May.
The sooner you start fresh and cease wearing history as a hair shirt, the happier you will be with your various relationships. While it is frequently tempting to use the past as guide, especially in partnership affairs, you are strongly encouraged to insist upon a clean slate with the heartiness and merriment ascribed to Old King Cole, calling for his pipe, bowls, and fiddlers three.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.